strong.
I'm not a fake, fraudulent commentator on television. See, I don't act. This is real.
Are you that stuck indeed. On stupid?
His black card is under review right now.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. Shout out to United Way of Central Ohio in New Albany, Ohio. I'll be there tonight talking about poverty in our community. And also, folks, tune in to TV One Sunday, one-on-one with Kerry Washington, talking about Scandal, of course, her HBO movie Confirmation. And also, Tom, why she says, I ain't talking about my family business, mind your own. So don't miss that. That's going to be at 10 p.m. Eastern, Sunday night on TV One. Tom, 227 years of the United States Senate. There's only been one black woman to serve as a U.S. senator. That was Kara Mosley Braun from Illinois, who was elected in the, quote, year of the woman. Well, in Maryland, early voting begins on tomorrow, but on April 26th, they will have their primary, and Congresswoman Donna Edwards is running against Congressman Chris Van Hollen, and she wants to become the second African-American woman in the United States Senate. She joins us right now. Congresswoman Edwards, how are you?
Good morning. Good to be with you.
So here's what's interesting. So you're running against a congressman many call very progressive. He's a white male. And what's interesting to me is when you look at his bio, Sybil, all you hear from people is he was born to be a U.S. senator, the role of his mother and father, as if anybody who can run for the U.S. Senate can't be born to be a U.S. senator. That's what you're running up against, Congresswoman Edwards, where people are saying, oh, he's the chosen one. He was born for this job.
Well, you know, here's the thing. My grandmother was a farmer. My mother was on a farm. My father was in West Philadelphia. I may not have been born to the job, but I am the right person for the job, especially for Maryland and especially for so many of our communities across our state and the country that are vulnerable and need somebody who has their voice and their perspective in the United States Senate. And right now, hands down, that is missing.
A lot of folks thought that you'd be getting blown away, but the latest polls show you're either tied or there's a small lead. So what is it going to take on April 26th, actually with early voting beginning April 14th, for you to come out victorious in the Senate campaign?
It takes voters showing up on Election Day. I mean, the fact is that right now, because the polls are so close, most of them within the margin of error, that it's going to take every single voter showing up to vote. And early voting begins tomorrow. It begins on Thursday, April 14th. And voters can have 10 days to cast their votes early, or they can cast them on Election Day on April 26th. And look, when Kwaisi Mfume, former congressman, ran for the U.S. Senate in 2006, he lost by only 19,000 votes. Mm-hmm. That's like losing a neighborhood. And so we really have the potential to win this race, but it's going to require every single voter showing up and showing up for themselves, saying, I want somebody who's going to pay attention to jobs in my community, who's going to pay attention to people who are reentering the community from jail or prison and need a job and an opportunity, somebody who's going to know the difference between the performance of our African-American children in school, and not so that our kids can go to the same schools and get a quality education as well, and for all middle-class families, people who are just, like, you know, struggling to stay in the middle class, who are trying to work their way into it, and they can cast their vote for Donna Edwards, for me, for United States Senate, and I will make it. Look, I bring a different perspective to the U.S. Senate.
Your opponent actually said that it's not right for you to be focusing on gender and race.
Well, I think that's easy to say when you already have a voice in the United States Senate, but As
many
black
voices.
women make up more than 50% of our population and are only 20% of the United States Senate. Black women are the backbone of the Democratic Party when it comes to turnout, when it comes to registration, when it comes to issues, and yet there are no black women in the U.S. Senate. And here's the thing, as a black woman, I don't just represent black women and black people, but my perspective adds value to the table when it comes to making policy decisions about working families, about middle-class families, and when all of our families are doing well, then we're all doing well. And so my perspective is sorely needed in the United States Senate. When we talk about criminal justice reform, there's nobody else in the U.S. Senate who is the mother of a young black man who understands what it means to talk to him about what he has to do in case he's stopped by police. I am an important voice in that conversation, and it's good for all of us. It isn't just good for one community or another. It's good for all of us. And we know that when you add diverse viewpoints and perspectives around the table, that it changes the conversation, it changes the decision-making. And so I'm kind of following the Shirley Chisholm mold. Oh. If they don't have a seat for you at the table, bring a folding chair. And I'm asking voters all across Maryland to bring their folding chairs on Election Day on April 26th and with early voting beginning on April 14th to make a difference in this country and to add their voice to the table.
Hey, Roland, what's the percentage of the black population, voting black population of the state?
Well, in fact, Maryland is one of the blackest states in the union. It's actually Mississippi is first, around 38% to 40%. Then you have Louisiana. Louisiana at 33%. Maryland's at 32%.
Because this is a state.
And in fact, Congresswoman Edwards, has Maryland ever elected a black statewide?
Maryland has never in our history elected a black person statewide.
Wow.
for election. And we are a majority Democratic state. We are a state where 35% or more of the Democratic primary are black people. 60% or more are women. My candidacy is about representing all of our state, but my perspective is different because of where I come from. And so I think that is needed in the Senate. I think it's time for us to do it, and I think Maryland can do that, and we can demonstrate how progressive, in fact, we are.
I can't not vote for you, Congresswoman, because obviously I'm not a resident of Maryland, but the last black woman that I did vote for was Carol Moseley Braun, and some of the things that she brought to the Senate, and I'm very hopeful and very excited about your candidacy. And two of the things that struck me are your positions on bringing science and technology, engineering, math to the forefront for our young people, and also your statement yesterday on Equal Pay Day, talking about equality of pay, and that is something that is near and dear to many of our hearts.
Well, you know, yesterday I had a group of a couple of hundred mostly African-American and Latino high school students on Capitol Hill about STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math. That's what you can do. You can be, you know, when you represent my perspective or I represent yours, you can bring that difference. You know, when I was the chair of the Democratic women in the House and we were talking about equal pay, we would always say, well, women make 79 cents on the dollar. It was my decision to add, and black women make 64 cents on the dollar, right, and our Latina sisters make 47 cents on the dollar. That's the difference in having a unique perspective, mm-hmm, at the table that we can add to the pie, because it is a different conversation when you say, well, what's the difference between 79 cents and 64 cents?
Hello.
Man, that means we're leaving on the table, you know, a quarter or more of our income. That's important. Black women lose $1.6 million of the course of their 40-year career because they're not being paid equally to the men along whose side they work. That is not just a pair of shoes. That is real money. It's retirement. It's college. It's housing. All of the things that we need to better the prospects of our families and our communities.
Early voting in Maryland begins tomorrow, April 14th. The primary is April 26th. Folks, vote or shut the hell up. Congresswoman Donna Edwards, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.